Hello, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast, where we triple your impact per engineer. As always, I'm your host, Aviv Ben Yosef, advisor and consultant to tech execs worldwide, and our subject today is vinegar sellers. Before I get to that, let me just say a little programming note. I'm recording these in advance as I'm scheduled to be in Barcelona, and this should be coming out right as I'm hitting the streets of La Rambla. So I hope everything is working out fine and this came out on time, but if it's delayed or something, please bear with me. Now, what am I talking about when I'm talking about vinegar sellers? I'm guessing you know that if you keep wine too long or improperly, that wine will turn into vinegar. By the way, vinegar, if you see, has vine in it. That's the etymology of the name. Vinegar comes from wine, at least historically. Now, no one likes it when wine turns into vinegar, right? I don't know if you've ever tried and drink a bottle that's way too old or hasn't been well capped. I have. It's not fun. But a real reason why this is something that wine enthusiasts like myself are aware of is that, yeah, we say that things age like a good bottle of wine, but even then, you know, everything has its limits. You cannot wait with something till the end of time. You know, you cannot have a bottle of wine that's 100 years old and expect to be good. I know that there are a few wineries in Europe that say they have a few of those. I find that really hard to believe. But in general, even good Bordeaux bottles should be consumed around 30, 40 years tops. Now, given the situation, I want you to also think about where you are waiting and just accumulating vinegar in your own vinegar cellar. What are things that you're just still waiting for and not acting on? I pop good bottles of wine whenever I have something that's worth of a nice celebration. I no longer wait for big lottery wins. I'm not just saving those bottles for whenever I have a round birthday. No, things get opened when I have something even nice to celebrate. Like, I finished a small project. We have a birthday in the family. It's a nice week. Whatever it is. Because we need to celebrate more. We need to use what we have more often. There's no reason to keep waiting. You can be accumulating vinegar in your work in a few ways. One is just you're waiting too long to do stuff. Like, you're waiting for the stars to align to do this, I don't know, big reorg that's been long overdue, to fire that person that's clearly a bad fit, to actually promote that person and create a new team under you because you're so overwhelmed, but you're waiting and waiting and waiting till things actually turn sour before you take action. That's one. And to deal with those, I'm urging you to take action. I've got a bunch of episodes, a bunch of articles about moving forward, about doing things faster, about not allowing yourself to go into decision waffling. And that's one. And I'm going to try and remember to link to all of those in the show notes. But putting that aside, you're waiting and things turn into vinegar. That's the I forgot a good bottle in my wine cellar for too long. But there's the second option. The second option is when you're not looking over things properly. Things are not well kept, and then they turn sour much faster. And you might be actively doing this with some of your people around you. So if you don't know how to celebrate wins with your team, if you don't know how to put in a good word, if you cannot provide feedback, negative feedback is a good start, but you also need to provide positive feedback to help people see that they're being seen, to help them get some mentoring, coaching, to help them grow, to help them see that what they do matters. This is, in fact, how I've seen many people in the past who failed to take notice of their teams, who failed to show them that they appreciate what they're doing, who failed to celebrate wins, to celebrate progress, to show people that we are moving forward. And that can really turn a team sour really fast. That can really help and increase the rate of burnout that you're seeing in your team. And this is an incredible waste because this happens sometimes when things are going pretty good. You know, things are being delivered. We're making progress. And merely because of that, because we're doing good work, that there's no bad feedback to provide or not a lot of it, and you don't provide any good feedback, makes people feel like they're just grinding and grinding and grinding and nothing actually happens. So, to prevent you from spoiling your precious bottles that you've been storing for years, you have to ensure that they are being well kept. Provide them with the conditions that they need to keep getting better. And enjoy them. Use them. Don't wait till the perfect moment arrives. It's never going to happen. And when that perfect moment arrives, get another bottle. Life's too short to just keep storing all of those nice bottles you've got. Me, I'm in Barcelona and I'm going to find myself a good Rioja right now. Thank you for joining me. If you have any questions or comments, my email is in the show notes. And even in Barcelona, I'm going to check my inbox, so feel free to reach out to me. And if you haven't yet, do subscribe to my newsletter. It goes out every week with 3 exclusive insights I don't share anywhere else. The link is in the show notes. Thank you. Talk to you next week.